Bonsoir et bienvenue à la vitrine de l'Eurovision sur Forest FM. Je suis votre hôte, Kieron Uri Toutier. Good evening, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hello, this is Penna and I'm from Austria.
Hello, this is Kobi Marimi from Tel Aviv, Israel.
Hello, this is Omar Naber from Slovenia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Dolan, representing Ireland at the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest with Only Love Survives. What a great tune. I still love it to this day. It did come last in the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest in 2013 in Malmö, but still, I think it was completely underrated and a great, great tune. And he sang it actually quite well. I think he did. Anyway, he qualified out of the semi-finals in 8th place. But as I said, he came last, 26th, with just 5 points. Oh dear. Well, they all came, well, 1 point from the United Kingdom and 2 points respectively from Cyprus and Sweden itself. So, yeah, that's a real shame it was back then in 2013. Anyway, hope you're well. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieron Uri Toutier. Thank you very much for tuning in to your one-hour injection of music from the Eurovision Song Contest. We're open to requests and dedications, so please do get in contact with us. You can follow us on Twitter and send us a tweet at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase, so you can send us a message on there. Of course, you can also comment on our various articles and links that we put up and share all the Eurovision news that's going on a weekly, if not daily, basis most of the time, even in the quiet months, which we're sort of through. And also, we have an email address, so you can contact us via email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Of course, it would be wonderful to hear from you in any capacity, even if you want to sort of suggest something. It's your radio show, it's not just mine. I host it, but it's for you and your wonderful ears. Yes, I don't think ears really have enough attention, if you know what I mean. I think they're beautiful and on anybody, as long as they're clean, of course. Right, anyways, we'll move swiftly on to another Eurovision song, and actually this is a request. So, we are saying hello, a very big hello and good evening to Keith. Yes, Keith Robinson, he is in Canada as well. I think he is in Montreal, and which is not too far away from Javier Liel, who Javier has many a time requested a song here on the Eurovision Showcase. So, and basically, the lovely Keith has wanted to basically request this song from Melodifestivalen in 2020. Yes, this year's contest. It came fifth in semi-final one. It deserved, I think, to maybe not even have won, maybe, but at least go into the final. I love this song. Keith does too. He loves the Swedish sound, the Swedish language, as I do too. And I'm pretty sad that Sweden don't sing in their language anymore, because it is, I think, a beautiful language, despite what the Muppets think. So, yes, with the Swedish chef, of course. But it doesn't sound anything like it, really. I don't think so. Anyways, so here is Keith's request. Thank you very much. Sonja Aldén with Sluta Aldrig Gå, which means never stop walking.
På en sekund kan livet vända. I samma stund kan allt vara slut. Och när det hänt, det som aldrig fick hända, och ingenting någonsin kan bli som förut. Himlen faller och drömmarna dör, och ingen väg som du följde finns kvar. Du, sluta aldrig gå. Tagit vid innan det leder en.
to let it go. I think I'm ready to let the world know. I think I'm ready to take the climb. I think I'm ready to have a good time.
Ain't no reason to stay low when I just feel like dancing on the rainbow. Makes no sense to stay this way when I just want to say I am gay. Doesn't matter what you do or say. So excuse me if I sound cliche.
I think I'm ready to scream it out loud.
Ain't no reason to stay low when I just feel like dancing on the rainbow. Makes no sense to stay this way when I just wanna say I am gay. Doesn't matter what you do or say. So excuse me if I sound cliche.
That's Liza Vasilieva with I Am Gay. Yes, and she's straight, which, yeah. Oh. It got a lot of people quite confused, as you can imagine. Well, people, I would say, you know, the Norwegian public. That got into the sort of the super final of the Norwegians and Dansk Melody Grand Prix, Denmark's Melody Grand Prix 2020. Yes, there was a lot of good songs in this year's Norwegian National Final, and the eventual Norwegian entry was from Eureka with Attention, which, oh, wow. If that went to Eurovision, I think almost certain top five. What do you think? Okay, now time to move on to another classic tune. Not that necessarily I Am Gay is a classic tune, but this is a classic Eurovision entry which needs no introduction to diehard Eurovision fans. But it will, to the ones who have not really been big Eurovision fans, but they love it and love watching it on those special nights. Let's hop back to the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest, and we're going to the song that placed 13th with 67 points, actually quite high for a 13th position back then when it was out of 25 countries. No, 23 that year, which was really random, I don't know why, but generally it was around 25, 24, 23, around about that time. But it was 23 this particular year, 1995. It was in the Point Theatre, Dublin, and we're going to say hello to Austria and Stella Jones. Here is the song, Die Welt, die Reich verkehrt, which means, from German into English, the world turns the wrong way. Here is Austria, 1995.
Yeah.
Coming up in just a few moments, we got Rob's random request, but first up, it is Cyprus, 1999. Here it is, Maren, Wathane Erotas. It will be love. Cyprus 1999. That was Marlene with Thera Erotas.
Well pronounced.
Thank you very much, Rob. That's very kind. Do you know, Cyprus back then in 1999 were on their own because, you know, Greece wasn't there. So they weren't guaranteed any points whatsoever back then. But the United Kingdom came to their help and gave them 2 points and saved them from nil point.
Wonderful. You've got Marmite on your chin, darling.
Have I?
Yeah, just below your lip.
Oh dear.
Just so you know, we've had for lunch.
Well, that's really handy for radio. Thank you, Mr. Rob Arritas.
It's all right. Yes. He's very messy when he eats. It's like watching a toddler. Food everywhere.
Oh.
In his hair, up his nose, on his chin.
At least you somehow manage to get chocolate spread on up your ear.
I do sometimes, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm going to give you a bib, honestly. Get one of those bibs with a little... What are those little bibs that I used to have as a kid that had the plastic one with a little hole at the bottom that food could fall into? I'll get you one of those.
A bib?
A bib. Anyway, now we've established that Kira needs a bib.
Well, that was random, and then this is a great segue into
Rob's random request.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's random request.
So, how this works, guys, is as follows. I have a lovely dark blue beanie hat full of years from 1956 all the way to the present and the modern day.
Little bits of paper, aren't they?
Oh yeah, a little bit of paper, not just the hat. And then I have another hat, which is slightly lighter blue, full of countries from A to Y, which is very special.
Yeah, it's very special.
And I get to pick, and hopefully we get something a bit random.
Yeah, well, they always are random, because you don't look in the hat.
No, I don't.
This is completely blind, practically.
Like putting your hand in a tombola.
Yeah, so take your glasses off then, Rob, just to make sure. No, I'm joking. Right, let's pull out your first year.
My first year?
No, it's going to be... No, we only need to do one random request this week. Squeezing it all in.
Have a year.
Okay, which is it?
Ooh, 1969.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, that was the famous contest which had four winners.
Spain, United Kingdom, France, and... Karen's going to kill me if you don't know this. the Netherlands.
Yay!
Yay!
All right, you saved yourself then. Right, so we actually have 16 countries to pick from. So, Rob, please pick one.
Okay, well, I do have one in my hand. Let's see if it is agreeable. North Macedonia.
No. We did have Yugoslavia, so we might be able to have that.
Croatia.
No.
La Croatie. Israel.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Israel there?
No.
No. You said yes. I was like, really?
It's 1973 they debuted.
Andorra.
The way they boarded Spain. Yeah, so close enough.
Safe. Georgia.
No. Wow. So we're on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This could be the longest. I think we've had 7 before was our maximum.
Mm-hmm.
Montenegro.
God, we're getting the whole of former Yugoslavia at the moment. This is ridiculous.
Right, so we can get another one. United Kingdom!
Ah, so what is it going to be, Rob? Without looking.
Pop it on a string? No.
No.
Oh, goodness. Is this Lulu?
Yes!
So that is Boom Bang Bang.
Yay! Well done, Rob. Round of applause for Roberta Ington's.
Loud in her ear, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Boom Bang Bang, yeah. Loud in my ear.
Not quite.
No.
It might be loud in your ear if you turn the volume up. So here we are, Lulu! Boom, bang, a bang, the United Kingdom Eurovision winner for 1969.
It's Lulu. Lulu.
Lulu.
Lulu.
Lulu.
Lulu. Lulu. No, Lulu. No, Lulu.
Bang. God, Harry Enfield. Yeah, recruit us if you want to do a remake. Dear.
Come closer, and listen. The beat of my heart keeps on missing. I notice it most when we're kissing. Come closer and love me tonight. That's right. Come closer and cuddle me tight. My heart goes boom, bang, a bang, boom, bang, a bang when you are near. Boom, bang, a bang, boom, bang, a bang loud in my ear. Pounding away, won't you be mine? Boom, bang, a bang, bang all the time. Your arms. Don't go away, I wanna stay my whole life through.
Ciao, this is Francesco Gabbani from Italy and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, Occidentalis Karma. Enjoy it.
Essere o dover essere, il dubbio amletico, contemporaneo come l'uomo del neolitico, nella tua gabbia due per tre, mettiti comodo, intellettuali nei caffè, internetologi, soci onorari al gruppo dei selfisti anonimi, l'intelligenza è demode, risposte facili, dilemmi inutili. Cercasi, storie dal gran finale, sperasi, comunque vada Pantarei, singing in the rain, lezioni di Nirvana, c'è Buddha in fila indiana, per tutti un'ora d'aria di gloria, la folla grida un mantra, l'evoluzione inciampa, la scimmia nuda balla, occidentali scarpe. Di Chanel su corpi assettici, mettiti in salvo dall'odore dei tuoi simili, tutti tuttologi col web, coca dei popoli, oppio dei poveri, cercasi, umanità virtuale, sex appeal, comunque vada Pantarei, singing in the rain, lezioni. C'è Buddha in fila indiana, per tutti un'ora d'aria di gloria, la folla grida un mantra, l'evoluzione inciampa, la scimmia nuda balla, occidentali scarma, occidentali scarma, la scimmia nuda balla, occidentali scarma. Vita si distrae, cadono gli uomini, occidentali scarma. Occidentali scarma, la scimmia si rialza. Namaste!
The original version of Occidentalis Karma, Italy 2017, from Francesco Gabbani, coming sixth in Kiev, Ukraine. Oh yes, great. It was one of the pre-contest favourites to win the Eurovision Song Contest of 2017, but literally it was like a tidal wave of optimism and pure love for Salvador Sobral from Portugal. And Portugal ended up winning its very first ever Eurovision Song Contest in 2017 with Amar Palois Dois. What a beautiful song that was too. And Occidentalis Karma, probably the song with the biggest fun in the whole of the Eurovision Song Contest 2017. It seems so long ago now. Dear, oh dear. Right, well, now there's time to do this.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news, information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritotiot.
First story this week, Dansk Melodi Grand Prix, the Danish national final for 2021, will feature 8 finalists. And it will take place on the one-shot national final on the 6th of March. In Croatia, Dora 2021 have their entries open for submissions. They're looking for the next entrant for Croatia. But the live backing singers of any of the acts are not allowed to participate or enter the contest. Remember that there has been a rule change for next year's Eurovision Song Contest that acts don't have to bring live backing vocalists. It's something that the Junior Eurovision Song Contest have been doing for a number of years now. And so we're getting it on the adult contest. Ryan O'Shaughnessy, who represented Ireland at Eurovision 2018 in Lisbon with the song Together, mentioned that the song was written for Brendan Murray to sing in 2017. But Louis Walsh, who was the head of the Irish delegation back in 2017, said he didn't like it. Shocking thing is that Brendan Murray didn't qualify with Dying to Try, but Ryan O'Shaughnessy in 2018 with that song did. Tabta, who represented Cyprus at the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest, has released a brand new single. It's called Hold On, and she has filmed the music video herself with her drone and her mobile phone. Applause to her. And Eleni Ferreira, who represented Cyprus and came second in 2018 with Fuego, has a brand new single. It's called Light It Up. It's a high energy music dance floor filler. And finally, the Maltese broadcaster TVM have opened submissions for Destiny's song for Eurovision 2021.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm James.
And you can join us for the Eurotrip podcast every single Wednesday.
That's right, join us for all the latest news, some fun games, and some of the biggest guests from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Nikki French.
Hello, my name is Alex Van Agy.
Hello, this is Miriam Christine.
I'm Rambo Amadeus. Please enjoy the podcast Eurotrip. Bye-bye.
So join us on Acast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and subscribe to make sure you don't miss a thing.
It is easy, what I say.
What I say.
This is the Eurotrip.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, we are Sunstroke Project from Moldova, and this is our song, Hey Mama!
This is Svala from Iceland, and this is my song, Paper. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Nathan Trin from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Running on Air. Enjoy.
Bad times, but I don't care, 'cause I'm running on air.
I feel the music with Forest FM.
See my dreams come true when you turn me on in peace of
enjoying one more song, the English version of Iceland's fourth place at the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest in Zagreb, Croatia, back then in Yugoslavia. Yes, what a great song. Love it, love it, love it, love it. One of my favourite Icelandic entries. But though all of them are like my favourite, I love them all. As you know, I'm the biggest Icelandic Eurovision fan you could probably find. Yes, a lot of them I love. Right, we do have now a double whammy request. Yes, both Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden, and James Brett in Worthing, West Sussex, here on the south coast of England in the United Kingdom. Yes, they have both requested this song. And yes, James, I did manage to find it because Robert Wallström sent it to me. Thank you very much, Robert. And you've requested this amazing song. It came second in Finland's national final in 1988. Yes, obscure indeed. And that's just how we like it here on the Eurovision Showcase. So, here we go. This is the song from Helena Miller with Svalg och Vint. And now it's sung in English. It's in Finland's national final. But remember, Finland can sing in both, back then, Finnish or Swedish, because there's a very large population of Swedish speakers in Finland. So, yes. So, basically, Svart och Vitt means black and white from Swedish into English. So, yes, here is... Well, basically, I really loved Boulevard, and a Boulevard song that ended up winning Finland's national final that year, which was Nailevat Simait Maistetun. Yeah, it didn't do very well on the night, sadly. But this would have been a great entry too. So here is Helena Miller, and requested by Robert in Gothenburg and James in Worthing. Thank you, boys, and tack så mycket to you too, Robert.
Man sa tänk efter nu, hur ska det gå? Varenda en sa det så. Du måste tro det här. Du vet ju hur den han är. Vi kan spå.
that's an awesome tune, isn't it? And this one is too. We haven't played this in a little while. Here is the song that came second in the UK's national final in 1981, just behind Bucks Fizz and Making Your Mind Up. Here is Liquid Gold with Don't Panic. Liquid Gold with Don't Panic from the UK National Final, a song for Europe in 1981. Yeah, so that probably could have been our best of the rest. But I completely forgot to play the jingle. It's one of those days, guys. As you know, we've had a bit of a rocky weekend, haven't we, here in the UK and around Europe. But we hope next week is going to be better for all sorts of different reasons across the pond, particularly in the United States, certainly here. Right, so we're going to move on. Now, as I promised on social media, I'm going to play you the brand new single from Steps. Yes, they covered a Melody Festivalen song from 2011 and released it as their brand new single this past week. I can't believe it myself. I was baffled by it. I was like, hang on a minute, this isn't Jenny Silver. This is Steps. And I'm like, wow, this is unbelievable, actually. It's really quite good. And I can't... My untrained ear tells me I can't tell the difference. But I do love it. And I do love the fact that they are bringing songs that made it really, really, you know, really popular and, you know, propelled Jenny Silver into superstardom in Sweden and within Eurovision fandom, you know, it made her. Still, I feel like this is going to do really well for Steps. Hopefully it works out well for their placing in the charts. I think so, and it's a good idea. Why not? So, Steps with Something in Your Eyes just tells me that you're mine. Yes, and this is their brand new single, which was originally released by Jenny Silver at Melodifestivalen 2011. Unstoppable, my love for you. Steps with Something in Your Eyes. It's now time for Live and Kicking. Yes, it's that part of the show where we play a song live from Eurovision itself. And this week we've got a bit of a special one. Yes. So we're going to the 1986 Eurovision Song Contest and we're going to hear the Irish entry, Love Bug, You Can Count on Me. And let me let the gentleman himself, yes, the late great Sir Terry Wogan take over and introduce the song, as well as the beautiful and amazing Norwegian host of the 1986 Eurovision Song Contest in Bergen, Norway. Here is Åse Kleveland as well. And I'll leave you in the capable hands of Ireland, 1986.
Aha. Now, what's this? A Viking ship, correct. With which they sail the oceans and knock seven bells out of my ancestors. It's the Irish entry as well. You can count on me, it's called. Now, the words and the music are by a show band member called Kevin Sheeran. Ireland have won twice in 1970 and 1980. And here are the gang they hope are going to do it for them again. From Newry in County Down, that's Magella, Max, Ricky, June and Hugh. Ireland singers are called Love Bug.
Well, the strong cultural bonds between Ireland and Norway originates from the Viking era around 1,000 years ago, and it is in fact said that our forefathers founded the city of Dublin. So, of course, we are very happy to welcome our distant relatives tonight, represented by Loveberg, with You Can Count On Me. Tu peux compter sur moi est le titre de la chanson irlandaise et un personnage bien connu du Grand Prix d'Eurovision dirige l'orchestre Noel Keelihan.
Or as we know him, Noel Keelihan, wearing his Viking beard for the occasion. A permanent fixture on the podium for Ireland.
Was gone overnight, and all I've left are words you said to me.
You can count on me. You can count on me.
Till the end of time, for eternity.
You can count on me. You can count on me.
Gets a big hand in the hall as well, and rightly so. Many think that one could well win it for Ireland.
Oh, sadly, Terry, it wasn't meant to be. It was meant to be Sandra Kim and Belgium with J'aime la vie for the 1986 win. So there we are. But Lovebug, You Can Count on Me came a very respectful fourth place in Bergen at the 1986 contest. Yes. So thank you for joining me, Kieran Uri-Tutty, for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. I hope you could join me again next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Forest FM 92.3. Remember, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook, and you can get in contact with us with your dedications or requests. So take care of yourself. See you next Sunday. Arrivederci, au revoir, ravidesen, vislat, dobizenya, goknat, adios. And I'll see you very soon. Toodaloo!